Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Welcome, everybody. We are here at the Global Live Stream Book Launch Party. My name is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I'm going to be your host today. And in a moment, I'm going to welcome our very special guest, Dan Sullivan. Before I do, I want to see where people are from. We have British Columbia. We have New York. We have Germany. We have people all over the world. Dan, I want to give you a warm welcome today. How are you doing?
Thanks, Gary, and I just want to say this is a great treat for us, and actually a great adventure. This is the first time that we've gone live like this with a platform like the one that you have. So we're just thrilled to be collaborating with you on this.
Yeah, and listen, before we unpack this brilliant book, we're going to be talking all about this brand new globally distributed book in just a moment. First of all, we're going to talk about how to extend your lifespan. So if you're going to live and you're going to die, I think you qualify, everybody watching this today. You want to pay attention, because when I did this exercise, I literally extended my lifespan by over 50 years. But if you're brand new to book launches, let me just give you a couple quick tips so that we can have a big party. First of all, everybody, I want to ask you to share this. Listen, nothing's for sale today in terms of, you know, big upsells. We are literally talking about how to extend your lifespan. And I know you know a family or friend who would benefit. So please share it, tag them. And Dan, we're going to be giving away some amazing prizes in just a moment. First of all, everybody gets a prize. And then we're going to give away three special prizes. But Dan, the title is called My Plan for Living to 156. Mm-hmm. Tell us why you've got that number. How did you come up with the number 156?
Yeah, well, I'll give two quick answers. One, I was born in 1944, just a couple weeks before the Normandy invasion, very famous world event. And in the late 80s, it was actually 1987, so I was 43 years old. And I noticed that it was unusual when we got to the year 2000, because it was the end of a century, but it was also the end of a millennium. So they were on the TV, they were doing a lot of interviews with people who had been born in the year 1900. And they were asking them all the changes that they had experienced since 1900. And, and a lot of them looked really fit, and it looked like they were going to make it through to 2000. And I just thought it was a really neat thing to hear somebody who actually their lifetime would be 100 years, or it might even be more than 100 years. And I could tell that they had unusually excited attitude, very positive attitude about the future. And I said, I can't live 100 years in the 20th century. So my goal is going to live 56 years in the 20th century, and then I'm going to add on another 100. So I came up with the number 156, and it was a joke. I mean, it was kind of like a personal joke for myself. And I didn't share this with anybody for about 5 years. And, I have a wonderful life partnership with my wife and my business partner, Bab Smith, but I didn't even share it with her, because what I wanted to see, Carrie, is that how much the number of years that you have in your mind actually affects your motivation, how it affects your sense of the future. And what I noticed after about 5 years, every time I think of my entire lifetime, I think to 156. And it just became natural. I would think my lifetime, I think 156. And I noticed that all of a sudden I was getting really interested in healthcare. I was getting very, very interested in physical fitness. So that's the explanation. And then in the book, I just explained some of the other thinking that has come from being with this goal now for 32 years and also sharing it with really tens of thousands of individuals. And so I said, let's put it in a book and just get the idea and the process out to the world, because I think people will find it intriguing.
I'll tell you what, I found it very intriguing. In fact, we did an exercise where we'll probably talk about it later today, where you extend your life. But I've shared this topic with other people now because they've been saying, what are you, you know, what are you excited about? What are you reading? And this is edgy. In other words, people have a reaction, mm-hmm. and not everybody has a good reaction. In fact, there's some skeptics. So Dan, mm-hmm. I got to say, listen, if you don't make it to 156, how will you feel?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because there's some humor that develops around this. And I will tell people about my 156 goal. And some of the people say, well, I think you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. And I said, well, probably not me, because I'm gone. You know, if I die before that, I'm gone. But here's the point, Kerry. It isn't about living to 156. It's living today as if I have massive amounts of time left in my life. And I would say for at least the last 15 years of the 32 since I've had this goal, and I'm not even halfway yet. I'm 75, and I'll be 78. So I'm going to have a halftime party when I'm 78, halfway to 156. But I have to tell you, I never have the sense that I'm running out of time. And I think this is the biggest impact. And other people have told me this, that they've given it to their parents who are in their 70s. And their parents were really worried. They were feeling very anxious because they were running out of time. And all of a sudden they relaxed, and they're now focused on new goals. They're starting new relationships. Because when you think you're running out of time, you don't start anything new, because you only do it.
Wow, that is very true. I totally agree with that. In other words, if you think things are ending, why start doing something? In fact, you talk about a pilot. I heard you mention some pilot, or he wanted to be a pilot, but he went through this exercise. Tell that story about the practical implication.
Yeah, this is a marvelous intellectual property lawyer out of, he's from Silicon Valley. And he was an engineer, a lawyer, and one of his regrets was that he had never learned how to be a pilot. And he came in, our exercise, which we call the lifetime extender. And he said, you know what? I suddenly feel that I have like 15 or 20 more years. And I thought I had pretty well, lost the opportunity to become a pilot. So here's what it does for you. He became a pilot, and then he became an instrument pilot. So he had just the basic pilot license, and then he was licensed for instrument. And then he was licensed for his commercial license, where he could actually transport other people. And then he became an instructor, a pilot instructor. And then he became an angel flight pilot. And these are people, when you have parents with sick children and they have to be rushed to a hospital, you provide free transportation for them. And he has a pilot who would pick up the parent and the child and fly them. He's in California, so it might be hundreds of miles that they couldn't do themselves. And then he became the head of the entire Angel Flight program in California. And that was all because he granted himself in his mind an extra 20 years. And so it's this allowing yourself to feel that you have a lot of time, that you're not running out of time, which actually allows you just to focus on the present. It's not too much that I'm thinking about 156, but because I have this 156 number, I don't have to think about anything except what's going on right with what we're doing right now, Kerry.
I love it. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I just want to welcome, we've had a lot of people jump in. So first of all, I want to thank everybody for sharing this and for tagging their friends. It's a fascinating concept, how you can extend your life according to Dan's perspective to 156 for him. But let me tell you really quick, folks, about the book launch party. This is the very new book that is now globally distributed all the way in UK, Australia, you name it, South America, Africa. It's all over the world. But here's what I want to ask you guys to do. We are going to give away some prizes. In fact, we're going to give away the very first prize. And I want to mention what this is. It's fantastic. In fact, I have a picture of it in just a moment. But let's share this. This is the profile package. So folks, this is Colby. It's a personality profile. It's a book. It's valued at $135. I've gone through the Colby. It rocked my world. And so all you need to do to be eligible is just to be here and comment and share and tag some people. That's it. There's no purchase necessary. Of course, I think you're going to want 10 copies of this book in just a moment because it's so fascinating. You want to do it with your family as well. But I'll take this away and I'm going to ask our team if they can pick a winner for the very first prize. So go ahead and shoot me that name and I'll announce them in a moment. Also, some of you are saying, I want a free gift. Even if I don't win, I want a free gift. Everybody gets a free gift by entering your email address at the link below. So Rachel is doing a great job. She's posting the link and go ahead, click that link and enter your email. So Dan, I've heard you say that you believe everybody has a number.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell a story about a man in his 40s mm-hmm. who woke up in a major way. Can you share that with us?
Well, this is all part you mentioned at the beginning, Kerry. We have a program for entrepreneurs, very successful, ambitious, entrepreneurs. And one of the things they, you know, they'll come to us in their 20s all the way up to their 70s. But what I've noticed when I had explored my own thinking around my having a number, I began to just very quietly ask other people what their number was. And I noticed if I asked the question here on a sheet of paper, I just want you to write down the number of your age when you're going to die. And I noticed within a few seconds, everybody wrote a number down and there was no exceptions to this. And I said, well, that's probably really interesting. And I asked him, well, where'd you get that number? And there's various sources. One of the big ones, just family history, you know, their parents' generation, the grandparents' generation. So they have, they have some expectations because this is how people in their family lived. And the other one is, there's average lifespan statistics, and then there's actuarial tables. And the other thing, they may have had medical problems, and there's a number of what they can expect to live, but everybody's got this number. However, what I've noticed is they have the number, but they're not conscious of the number, that it does them any good.
Mm.
In other words, they can't use the number. Number one, decide whether that's the number they want or not. So it sort of sits just below the surface. But the moment right. you ask the question, and probably no one has ever asked them the question,
that's true.
At what age do you expect to die? And they did this. But I'll give you an example of what an impact this can make. So this is back in the 90s. This would be around 93, 94. And so I have a group of new entrepreneurs in. I asked a question, and the person closest to me sitting in at his desk in the workshop room, I noticed he almost jumped and was very perturbed when he went through the exercise. And his name was Peter. And I said, Peter, I noticed that you had quite a strong reaction to writing down the number. And so what number did you put down? And he said, 47.
Ooh.
You know, and he looked older than 47 to me. I mean, he actually looked in his 50s. And I said, well, how old are you? And he said, I'm 46. And two things came out of the discussion, Kerry, is that no male member of his family for two generations had lived beyond 47.
Gee.
And he hadn't realized the degree to which he had bought into this. I mean, he knew that, but it's one of those things you know, but you don't want to think about.
Right.
The other thing, as I said, were you expecting to die at 47? He said, well, I don't have anything planned beyond 47. And I said, so over the last couple of years, as this was approaching, did you have any thoughts about it? He said, well, I haven't started anything new for the last 2 or 3 years. I don't have any new friendships. I haven't learned anything new. He said, I haven't invested in anything new. So the whole point is, my feeling is that we have a number.
Yes.
And that our sense of what's possible now between our where we are and that number gets restricted the closer the number is. And when you extend it, and mine, you know, my family lives quite long. I have siblings. I have 3 siblings now in their 80s. So we have good genes in that.
Yeah.
My parents were in their 80s. I have grandparents in their 90s. So we have good genes. But I'm the only one out of 6 children. We had 7. One died. But we have 6, all between 65 and 83. I'm the only one that's working. And I'm the only one who has a next 25-year goal that's much bigger than anything I've achieved. And part of the reason I'm just surrounded by people who have bigger futures. So my feeling is that this is, on the one hand, I have this personal goal, but I've intentionally designed my life more and more to be surrounded by people who have futures bigger than their past.
Ooh, that's good. We're going to talk about that 46-year-old man in just a moment, because I know people want to hear the end of the story.
Yeah.
Jim, man, we got some great comments. First of all, if you just joined in, we've doubled our viewers. People are really digging this. Jim asks, what link? So, Rachel, if you can share that link. Oh, and here she did. She's good. So click this link, folks, and I'll tell you why. Everybody's going to walk away at least with one prize. So just by being here today, you're going to walk away with one prize. But I want to give away the profile package to the big winner, and that is Derek Lord. So Derek Lord, you are our winner for the very first prize. Congratulations. We have 2 more big grand prizes here in just a moment. But folks, I want to hear your number. Jim says his number is 75. We have people that are super excited. Samantha's asking other people. Man, this is just huge, Dan. So many viewers, so many comments, and it is a blast. Let's talk about that guy, because as I understand it, you're in this strategic coach meeting, which, by the way, is fantastic. I've been in several myself. The content's amazing. The food's amazing. The fellowship, the camaraderie. I mean, it is upping your game for sure. But you're sitting in this exercise, Dan. The gentleman says, out of his seat, he kind of jumps and he says, I'm 46 and I'm only going to live to 47. What happened? Did he die at 47?
No, as a matter of fact, he was in the strategic coach program for about another 5 years after that. And then he went through a business change and I didn't see him, but I ran into him in around, not 20 years later, about 18 years later. And he was now 64. And he was in better shape at 64 than he was at 46.
Wow.
But my feeling is that the shape he was in at 46 would have suggested to you that he was doing everything possible to die at 47.
Subconsciously? So is he had that number and then he was just living the lifestyle.
Well, and the other thing, I mean, there, you know, you could just not. And I think our body takes our cues from our brain, you know.
Yep.
Our body will stay energetic, we'll do exercise, but your body, I think, takes its directions from your brain. And so if you have a big future, now I want to tell you, those of you who are entrepreneurs, I want to tell you this is possible. So I'm 75 and I'm in the best shape of my life. I just had a complete bottom to top medical at a special clinic in Dallas, Texas. It's the APEX program in Dallas, Texas. And my doctor, who is my personal quarterback, said, you are now in the 99th percentile of 75-year-olds, fitness and health.
Wow.
And when I was 50, I was in the 50 to 60th percentile. So, you know, I'm much better shape at 75 than I was at 50. And I think it's largely because I'm very, very conscious that everything that I do has to be positive in the direction of living longer. You know, And so here's why it's really great for entrepreneurs. I noticed that entrepreneurs start slowing down in their 50s.
Okay.
Because they think that maybe they've got another 10 years, maybe they've got another 15 years. And I notice they start slowing down. I notice they stop learning. I notice that they stop, taking on any additional business endeavors, any initiatives, because, the end of the game is coming closer and they're starting to talk about retiring now and working on their legacy. And my feeling is that that actually impacts on their health and fitness, the fact that they're slowing down. So they're not exercising and they're not meeting new people. They're basically hanging out with people who are also slowing down, who don't think they have much of a future. And I've noticed that the entrepreneurs in our program, at the very, very least, so we've been doing this exercise since 1992, so it's 27 years. On average, I think that our entrepreneurs are extending their careers by another 15 years.
Absolutely.
So their competitors or, age peer competitors are all retiring 15 years before our entrepreneurs are. And wow. They're at the top of their game when the others are quitting.
That's amazing.
I mean, quite apart. That's a huge competitive advantage as far as I'm concerned.
It is. And I don't know if this is one of your clients or not, but I'll tell you what, Samantha has been fantastic in the comments. And so many of you have been sharing the feed and tagging people. But she says, my number was 67. But after reading this book, it is now 116. I feel like a kid again. How is that possible? How is that possible, Dan?
Well, you're going to have a number. So you either, everybody's got a number. Most people aren't conscious of the number. When we ask them the question, suddenly they become conscious of the number. And a lot of people say, well, I don't like that number. I want another number. They didn't realize that the number they had is less than they really want because they're listening to outside stories or, it's outside narratives, but it's not their internally chosen number that they've taken in a number that's kind of a should number. Yeah. It's not a number that they've actually chosen. And once they chose their number, my belief is that our brain, every thought we have on our brain, every experience we have in our brain is attached to how long we expect to live. When you shift that number consciously and you choose it, it changes every thought in your brain.
Oh, I love that, folks. You got to catch that, what he just said. He said that every one of our decisions in life is subconsciously based on how long we think we have left to live. I fully agree with you, having gone through the program and read the book. And you say once that number shifted, everything else has shifted.
Yeah, and you extended 50 years, and you look great. I mean, you look for an 80-year-old, you look great, Carrie.
Well, this is funny we're talking about this, because just this week, they had that whole, Facebook app or whatever, where people were seeing themselves in the future. And it was interesting, because some people, I think, were maybe excited, because they have a future in front of them. And other people might have seen their future self picture and get depressed. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why can someone be excited about the next 25 years and someone else not be?
Well, I think that we want to look good. In our exercise, the lifetime extender, and let's say someone gives me the number 85. They've got, they have good family history. And I say, well, okay, I'll write down 85, but I want to ask you about 84, Carrie. And you'll remember the exercise we were there. And I said, so you're 84. So this is the year before you think you're going to die. How do you want to be physically? And I have to tell you, I've done this tens of thousands of times in terms of the number of people who've actually gone through the exercise. And they always say, well, I'm really in great shape. I'm fit. I've got a lot of energy. What about mentally? And they say, well, I really want to be sharp. I certainly want to have all my marbles. I want to be curious, alert.
Right.
Okay. What about financially? How do you want? Oh, totally independent. No worries. I said, good. Relationship. What kind of relationships you want? Oh, lots of relationships. Very stimulating.
Very
supportive. And I said, finally, you're 84. What do you want to say about the first 84 years of your life? And they'll say, oh, I lived it to the fullest. You know, I took advantage of every opportunity. I said, good. And I have to tell you, if 100 people give me the answer, it's always the same 5 answers. You know, nobody varies on this.
Right.
So through. Okay, you're 84. Okay. Mm. And, you know, you're physically fit, mentally sharp, financially independent. You got great relationships and you're really proud of your life. So if you were that way at 84, what are the chances are you would die at 85? And they said, well, no, I wouldn't die at 85. I said, so you would, it wouldn't be 85, it would be a longer lifetime. And they said, yes. I said, so how much longer if you were that way at 84? Oh, 10 or 15 years. I said, well, it's important. Is it 10 years or 15 years?
Yeah,
they never go for 10, they say 15.
That's good.
And I said, and this in our strategic coach program, this is within the first 2 hours that they've been in the program. They've got a change of number.
Yeah.
So I've been interviewing this. You know, I have one person who answers the questions and everybody else. And I shake my hand. I said, you've been in the program for 2 hours and I just gave you 15 years you didn't have when you walked in. I said, isn't this a deal? Wow. Isn't this a great program?
Yeah, that is good.
It is a great program.
It is.
Within 90 days, they've made anywhere from 5 to 10 fundamental shifts in their behavior, in their exercise, in their eating, what they're investing in. Their whole world shifts. And my reason is, when the number shifts, every single other thought in your brain shifts.
I love that. And let's talk about that. And we're going to give away another prize in a moment. But Dan, at least in our class, you said, what do you want to do with those 15 extra years?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get us to think about what we would do in those extra 15 years. And then you ask this question. It's so powerful. You say, do you want those 15 years now or later or something? Can you explain that? What do you say?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's very, very clear that they have things on the back burner that let's use the numbers 85, but now it's 100. So they had things on the back burner that they said, well, that would have been nice, but I don't have enough time.
Right.
When they grant themselves 15 more years, all of a sudden they said, well, I could do that. I could do this. I could do this. So those thoughts about things that maybe regretfully couldn't have happened because they were running out of time, all of a sudden in their mind, they're giving themselves permission. You see, this is all internal permission.
Wow.
You're the only one who knows, you know, really what this number is, unless you kind of shared it in a program like Strategic Coach. But that shift in your brain suddenly has shifted things that were maybe not possible at all. They suddenly become totally possible.
Yes.
And then I really give them the interesting number. And let's say they're 55 and they thought they were going to die at 85. And I said, you thought you were going to die at 85 when you came in the room this morning, but now you think you're going to die at 100. So that's 15 extra years. Now, when do you want the extra years? Do you want the extra years at the end? Or would you like from 85 to 100? Or would you like the extra years from 55 to 70? And they go, I'll take them right now because, you know, bird in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Bird in hand. And I said, so that means that who you really, I said, you know, what you answer for that question, what you would do with the extra years, is actually who you really are.
Ooh.
So here's the question. When do you want to start being who you actually are? You want to wait till you're 85, or would you like to start being who you are when you're 55? And it's a shift. And all we're using is an idea that they've been living with probably for most of their life without realizing that idea was influencing how they go about their daily life.
Wow. Well, listen, folks, I am learning a ton, even though I've been through it before. I mean, Dan is dropping incredible value today. In fact, Marcia says, she tagged somebody and says, David, this is worth taking a listen to. So a lot of you folks are tagging friends, you care, let's face it, you care about your loved ones. You want to see them extend their life. Yeah. This gets them living today instead of, you know, putting it off. Dan, we're going to give away another prize here. I'm going to show this next prize because this one is quite generous. So let me just show this, folks. This is the Ambition Series book bundle. So not only are you getting this book, you're getting a ton of others of Dan's books. These are awesome. I'll tell you why. You might say, I'm not a reader. Sure, there's text, but there's also these amazing, colorful comic type things. Where have you ever read a personal growth book that is not only text, but it's this beautiful color? And kids can read this, but listen, I've shared some of these with my kids, but adults any age can read this. It's the cookies at the bottom shelf, and everybody can access it. So we're going to pick a winner in just a moment. But before we do, I'm going to bring Dan back. And Dan, you have quite some interesting people here. Terry says, I'm not slowing down. I'm 51. I'm a ballroom dancer. I mean, you got Terry pumped up here. Do you know Fergus? Fergus says that her number was 83, but then she heard this. Do you know her?
Not quite.
But well, I'll tell you what.
This book, even when we brought it out, our clients were buying them in 50s and 100s and giving them
50s
out.
And 100s.
I mean, some of them were clients, but then they were giving them out to,
Yes.
You know, people of all ages to say, this is, this is something that you should get really, really clear about right now, because it doesn't matter what age you are, it's going to make your future bigger than you think it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, this book is truly relevant for everybody. And the reason why is because everybody's going to die. And we'll talk about that in just a moment, Dan, like why some people don't want to talk about death. But let me share the next winner. And what's really cool, I'm not picking these. Trust me, I'm not picking these. But Christine Cooper said she needed that book. And I was just told in our little messenger that she's the winner. So Christine, Rachel, I'm going to ask you to pop in where they should send their email to so that they can get the books mailed to them. But Dan, why do you think some people don't want to talk about death? It's like they kind of assume they have to do it someday, but they don't want to talk about it.
Well, first of all, I'm really fortunate because Bab Smith, who's my partner, had a much better, mindset and habits when I met her. So we met in 1982, and we got together in 83, and we got married in 86. And we've started out the Strategic Coach Program as a partnership project with Babs and me. And Babs had a lot more knowledge, and she had really, really good approaches to eating, to exercise. But one of the big things was testing, of actually taking advantage of the latest medical tests. And I have to tell you, Carrie, compared with when I came up with this goal in 1987,
yep,
the testing that's available to tell you what you can work on, I won't even say it's 1,000 times better. It's a million times better than it was in 1987. And,
wow.
And part of it is your genetic testing. So we've done complete genetic testing. And there's this whole discovery of a whole new area called your biome, your gut bacteria, which they're discovering is as important as.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, and I do it all, I'm going through sight therapy right now with my optometrist.
Hmm.
And so anything, you know, I've got a saying that your eyes only see and your ears only hear what your brain's looking for. Well, my brain is looking for anything that will help me get to 156. And I think everybody who, you know, either in this hour that we have together or from reading the book, you shift your age by 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, and or your case, 50 years, Gary.
Yep.
You'll notice that what your eyes start picking up and what your ears picking up will just shift dramatically. And all
yes.
of a sudden, things that you would have just passed by, all of a sudden you say, well, that sounds like something that would help me get to an extended lifetime. But one of the things I've noticed, I had my complete gene testing, and it's mostly good. And there's some things that I have to work with. And I have a team member who said, well, I wouldn't want to know that stuff. You wouldn't want to know. She said, I might find something that's really bad, you know. And I said, well, when would you want to know that information? And she said, well, I don't know. I said, because you will know it someday. And I said, but right now you're given a chance to get early information. But if you delay 10 years, you've just lost 10 years in actually maybe taking corrective therapies or changing your lifestyle, changing that. And I said, well, I want it as soon as possible. I want the information. So I belong to, you know, a network of very, very advanced medical experimenters and scientists. And the only reason I know them is because I have a goal of 156. And I'd like to, you know, Alon, just talk about whether this is actually possible or not. I think that would be an interesting conversation. You mentioned some people get mad and some people get very, very perturbed by this.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, Dan, you also talk about some fantastic things about three criteria. We're going to talk about those three criteria, but I agree. Everybody has a reaction to this book. And we have a lot of people who are having great reactions today. And that's fantastic. You have somebody all the way from Portugal who just posted a comment. And this is fantastic. They basically said that they listen to your podcast. Let me get it right here. They listen to your podcast all the time. And they want to know how they can get your book. And I'll tell you how. The reason why we're here today, folks, Dan Sullivan's Ambition Series books are soon all going to be all over the world. But Miguel, you can actually get his book in Portugal starting today. It's distributed globally, plus it's on Audible, plus it's on Kindle, Nook, you name it. So folks, I want to hear how many people are picking this up today. You can get it on Kindle for 99 cents. Dan, I don't know anything else on planet Earth that you can extend your life for 15 years for 99 cents. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing. Well, let's talk about those three criteria, because you talk about friends and money and purpose. Why is that critical to longevity?
Well, I mentioned before, Kerry, that I think our body takes its cues from what's going on in our mind. In other words, our imagination and whether our attitude towards the future is positive and excited or whether it's, you know, negative and you're pessimistic, that will influence your body and what happens in your body. And what they're discovering more and more is that, you know, we're very, very chemically driven inside. You know, and for example, dopamine, which is more or less the happiness drug.
Yeah.
That I bet if you tested our people in our program after they did the lifetime extender, their level of dopamine would go up. And the reason is they've got reason to be more excited about their future because it just got extended. But there's three things in particular, and they don't have anything to with medicine or fitness. So people said, well, I work out all the time. And I said, well, the three most important questions, are you making new friends? And are you surrounded by friends? And the reason is that a lot of people, and it's not true for me because I had sort of an exceptional childhood, but I noticed a lot of people, their friendship band, who their deepest friends are in life, are maybe just a little bit younger than them and just a little bit older, but they hit their 60s and 70s. And your friends start dying. Your closest friends start dying. The people who are closest to you, and they start to dwindle the number of close relationships, and it's very demoralizing. It's very demoralizing. And so then you know you're saying, well, you know, I might be the only one left, or you know, do I want to be the only person left? So it has a negative influence. So I tell people that I have a standard policy for the last 30 years that every 10 years and these are mainly strategic coach clients, they have children who take a real interest in my ideas and books, and they start conversations with them. So every 10 years, I'm going to have really good conversations about the world with 15-year-olds. So even though I'm 75 now, I'm having, you know, really interesting, provocative discussions with 15-year-olds. And when I'm 85, I'll have really interesting, provocative discussions with 15-year-olds.
Wow.
And so, and then when I was a kid, I carried on when I was, I remember 7 years old. I grew up on a farm in northern Ohio, and I had next door neighbor who was 78, a woman, and she had spent every night of her life in that farmhouse. For 78 years, she had never spent a night anywhere except in that farmhouse.
Wow.
And she had been born in 1873. And so one day I asked her a question, when you were my age, did you know somebody your age?
That's
and
good.
And she said, well, not to talk to, but I didn't. I was near a man who was born in 1798.
Whoa.
And it just thrilled me that here I was in the early 1950s, and I was talking to someone who had seen somebody from the 18th century. I mean, that's the founding fathers of the United States, you know.
That's great.
And it just struck me how knowing people who are older is really, really important, just to get a feel for their experience. Because some things were just human, you know, it's common, but some things are really a function of when you were born and what kind of events were going on. So now that I'm 75, I'm returning the favor, and I'm going back and talking. I find 15 is a really good age because you're at home, but you're getting ready to leave home, and you're thinking about all sorts of interesting things that you might not be thinking about when you're 7 or 8 years old.
I love it. I love it. So you talked about
that's friends. The next one is money. Yeah. No, nobody wants to be dependent on other people. So one of the things I notice is everybody gets smarter about their money making, they get smarter about their cash management, they get smarter about their investments when they think they're going to live 15 or 20 years, because you don't want to be dependent on others. You don't want to be living in scarcity. Okay. And the third one is purpose. Do you have a purpose ahead of you that's bigger than any purpose you've had behind you?
That's so good. That's so good. And there's a lot of people that don't. In fact, you talk about retirement, and I'm telling you, Dan, when I heard you talk about this,
the R word.
Yeah, I didn't even know what retire meant. I mean, we hear it, but we don't really think about it. What's your concept on retirement? Because we have people here that are just loving this live feed today. In fact, we just said whoever purchased it, do 156, and there's all kinds of people saying they bought it. I guess it's $1.30 in Canada, but hey, that's okay. Again, this is going to enhance
There's
your life.
There's got to be some pain in life, Gary.
That's right.
Yeah, the Canadians just have a bit more headwind than Americans.
That's right. But let's talk about retirement for a moment. What do you think? What's your view on retirement?
Well, you know, the word retirement is very interesting because they retire racehorses. They retire battleships. And what retirement means is to be taken out of use. Okay, so you're useful, and then at a certain age, when people retire, they're taken out of use. In other words, they're not valuable anymore. They're not useful.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, like their number, they may not realize that's what happening, but they all of a sudden, when they retire, they find that they're not valuable to anyone in the way they were when they were working. And they're not appreciated. They don't have ways of being useful to other people that they have when they're working. And my feeling is that applause keeps us alive. So it's not one of my big three, but I think applause is really, really great. And this partially explains to me why women tend to live longer than men.
Okay.
Because men's roles are often, their useful role is very much defined by what they did while they were working. And when they retired, they were no longer useful, where I think women have more diverse, different audiences that they're useful to. And I think that they get applause for longer.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not just for work. I mean, today, you know, work is working in the workplace is just as much women's lives as it is men's lives.
Sure.
But they also have personal dimensions to their life that a lot of men never developed or they sacrificed just for their career. But then when they got to the end of the road, and here's an interesting statistic. Social Security, which is the backbone of most people's retirement in the U.S., I think it started in 1936.
Hmm.
And it's only been around since 1870. The first, Social Security plan was in Germany.
Okay.
For political reasons, which, and I'll explain to you, it was put into place to get the older workers out of the factory so that they could hire young men into the factory so that they wouldn't become radical socialist or Marxist.
Interesting.
And they found that unemployed young men are the greatest source for radical rebellion in society. So they actually created this for political reasons. It wasn't for, you know, the well-being of the workers or anything. It was to clear out the older workers in the industrial and get them in. But anyway, I looked at the Social Security. So this was a number that came through in 2006. Okay. So it was the 70th year of Social Security. And the average monthly payout over the first 70 years of Social Security was 29 months.
Whoa.
29 months after people retired, they were dead.
Gee. Wow.
It was kind of like a Ponzi scheme, actually, if you really talk about it. You know, everybody pays in, but the government never pays out. Well, now they're paying out because people are living a lot longer.
They are, definitely. Well, listen, we got about 14 minutes left, folks. I am learning a ton. Everyone is digging this. People are saying they got it on Kindle. Other people got it on audio. People are sharing all over the place. It's getting out big time. But we're going to give away the final grand prize here in just a moment. I want to share what that is. So this is really cool. You're going to see this here in just a moment, but it is the Team Success video series. This is valued at $2,000. I just watched this myself. I have a team, even if you're part of a team. But folks, Shannon Waller and other Strategic Coach members put this thing together. It is fantastic. It's going to help your team perform at optimum levels, high performance. I mean, it is the ROI is built in big time. So let's hear some people comment. Let's hear some people share this live stream. Listen, we're going to be done in about 13 minutes, but this is going to live on. Tag somebody. Tag somebody because they can hear about this later then once we hang up the live stream. Go ahead and do that right now. We even have Dean Jackson joining us. We have Benjamin Hardy. I mean, we have so many cool people here. So go ahead and type in all those things. And I'm going to bring Dan back on. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this topic. We're going to wrap it up big time today. But Dan, this has been fascinating. You've been talking about, you know, eliminating retirement. What's in your 25-year plan?
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting because I just turned 75 in May. And so I said, well, this is really neat. I've done 3/4 of a century. And, you know, my first 25 years were good. You know, I remember them very positively. And then the next 25 years was actually tough because during that time I went out and created an entrepreneurial company in the marketplace. So I have to tell you, the first 10 years were really tough until I met Babs Smith. It was a partnership with Babs that was needed so well. So the second one was a really difficult. But the 50 to 75 has been great. It's been huge growth. We've created a really global company. We have clients who come to Strategic Coach from probably 30 different countries. And so it's been great. And but I have to tell you, there's been a lot of time spent during the first 75 years working on me. And I was in London when I turned 75. And I said, you know, I'm kind of handled. I don't really have to. I mean, I have to, you know, take the tests and do what the doctors order and, you know, just to fulfill my goals. But I said, I'm kind of freed up from me. And now it can just be about helping other people have a bigger future.
Wow.
So what we're doing is a survey right now. We have roughly about 2,600 clients, active entrepreneurs in the Strategic Coach Program. And I'm getting averages for their revenues. In the UK, it's turnover. And then there's a profit thing called EBITDA for entrepreneurs,
okay,
which is too complicated to explain here. Okay. But it's actually, you know, what you're keeping. Revenues is what you're making. EBITDA is what you're keeping, and then your personal income. And we're going to do an average on this. There's some outliers that would skew the numbers, so we're going to get an average. And then in my 100th year, so it's next 25 years, we'll do that average will be 1,000 times bigger than it is today. So that's my goal. It's to grow the economic impact of my Strategic Coach entrepreneurial network 1,000 times. And my goal is, like, if you think of GDP, yep, for a country, the GDP of my network will be one of the top 20 countries in the world.
Wow.
And somebody said, well, you don't have any Strategic Coach company goals in there. I said, I'm just going to check the sofas after $1 trillion of income stands up. I said, I'll find my money.
There you go. There you go.
But I feel so freed up and I feel so excited about this. And doing collaborations of the sort that you and I are doing right now is the way that I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do any more hard lifting. I'm going to have really great, you know, sort of genius marketers and publishers like yourself. I'm just going to collaborate with you.
Fantastic. Well, Dan, you also say something that was really profound in the audiobook, because trust me, I listened to that audiobook about four times here in the last week. But you say that if you only were going to live to 78, you wouldn't be here right now.
Mm.
In other words, tell us what that means and tell us, because some people are saying, like, how does this affect my practical life tomorrow? You have a very unique perspective because you believe you're going to live to 156, that you're able to do things right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, health-wise, I wasn't on a good trajectory necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been enormously transformed because of my relationship with Babs.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of things. I mean, it's hard to know where you would be because you took one road rather than another road.
Sure.
But if I was, you know, I wouldn't be starting this initiative. I wouldn't be writing a book a quarter. I wouldn't be doing any of this. I don't think I would be working right
yeah.
now. And, you know, I'm very energized. I put in really, really good hours. I'm fully active.
You burn 1,000 calories, what?
Before breakfast every morning. So my exercise routine is to burn 1,000 calories before I eat breakfast.
Wow.
So I'm in my third year. I'm about about 2.5 years where I've missed maybe 10 days in 2.5 years. And
that's amazing.
There again, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't. Can I just talk a little bit, Carrie, here about life expectancy?
Let's do it.
Okay, so when I was born in 1944, average life expectancy in the United States was 48. In 75 years, it's gone 30 years. And a lot of this is sanitation. A lot of this is vaccinations. A lot of this is there's all sorts of things. And now we're at a point where the science is getting so great, and that's really helped by technology. Your science is only as good as technology allows you to measure. And so we have, super fast computers. We have great software. Plus, all the scientists and doctors are in the world who are working on particular issues can be now connected with each other, where before they were isolated. And it seems right now that the upper limit is 120. And it's called the Hayflick barrier. And this was a I think he was a physiologist, and he said that the body's ability to reproduce cells, all the cells, is limited to about 46 reproductions.
Okay.
And it starts, the cells start collapsing, at the latest in the decade between 100 and 10. Most people, you know, they don't take care of themselves, and so it happens before. Mm. And the longest record, where we actually have records, and these are good records, was a woman in France who died 10 years ago, probably about 10 years ago, and she was 122 and a half.
Wow.
And they had her baptismal records, they had city hall records, and the French are very good about keeping track of who their people are, so it's legitimate. I mean, there are stories about people, you know, in faraway places who lived to way beyond that, but she actually lived, and she actually lived in the same town for 122 and a half years.
Gee.
But she's the only person who got to 120, 121, and 122. It's the only recorded person we have. But now we have, you know, it's pushing 80,000 Americans. I'm just using American figures here. There's about 80,000 Americans who are over 100.
Okay? Wow.
And it makes sense when you hear it, because it strikes you that the average 100-year-old is a lot healthier than the average 90-year-old.
Okay.
Okay, because they made it to 100, and the average 90-year-old is not going to make it to 100, so naturally they're healthier. But what we're getting is critical mass figures of some common traits. And the big thing has to do with one issue, and it's the reproduction of the cells in your body. Mm. And they're called telomeres, actually. Telomeres determine. And the big thing is, can we add reproductions, or can we slow down the reproduction cycle that would add 5 years, 10 years, and 15 years. But my feeling is there would be no money for this. There'd be no science in it. There would be no breakthroughs in this unless a great number of people had a goal of extending their lifetime, because they'll support any breakthrough that's possible. And I think I'm doing my part with my book to get a critical mass of people that, if new therapies, new tools, new helps were available, they'd buy it, you know, because it has to be paid for. And it's not going to be covered by your insurance plan. It's not going to be covered. Right. This has to be totally voluntary that you want to pay for breakthroughs. So, Wow. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Dan, you've inspired. Listen, I got to recap, because if you just joined us, you got to watch the replay. But I have people saying that they're going to be sharing this live stream with their team. We have people that say they're now inspired. I mean, when we say that this live stream was life changing, it truly is. And everybody who gets this book, talk about that as we close today, how your brain can never go back to your old number again. You agree with that?
Yeah, totally. As a matter of fact, the instant that you choose the number, remember, a lot of people are unconscious of the number and they first become aware of the number, but then they have the number and their brain won't forget it. But the moment you extend it, your brain buys into it totally, because all the brain wants to do is work on something. And your old number, it was working on kind of. This number, it's working on 100%. So all your senses, what you read, who you know, who you meet, who you attract into your life now will be radically different simply because you've added a certain number of life years that weren't there before. So, you know, and the other thing is that you'll be probably excited, energetic, and positive, and that's a great attractor in itself. We're attracted to people who are excited.
That's amazing. Well, Dan, you've really struck a nerve. Jeff says that you've mentored him from 1996 to 2002. It's the best mentoring ever. Still today, he uses, you know, your inspiration. A lot of people have asked about Strategic Coach. So go ahead, Rachel, put in the link there. But listen, folks, we're going to give away the final prize and then just give Dan a congratulations here in a moment on his special launch day. But the final winner of the $2,000 value, the team video series, is Todd Ramsier, R-A-M-S-I-E-R. So big congrats to Todd. And then everybody else, folks, the Kindle's 99 cents. The Audible is just a few bucks. You can get paperback copies and have them for life. Dan, these are amazing. I don't know how you do this whole process. We'll have to save that for next time. But thank you so much and big congratulations to you on launch day. I know that this book is now going to be in 39,000 channels around the world, and there's a movement starting around this book.
Yeah, well, I just want to give a shout out to my cartoonist, Hamish, who we operate on Zoom 1,200 miles away. And I said, you know, your cartoons are the crucial factor here, Hamish. So I just want to give a shout out to my great working partner.
You got such a good team. Christine, L, Rachel, Babs, everybody who's been part of this. Dan, it's been so amazing today to be with you. And you've increased my lifespan, the way I think about life. What's the last thing you want to say today? Any final word?
Well, the interesting thing about this, that this is the most voluntary action that anyone can take. Because, you know, your genes are simply the cards that you're given to play with. But the best poker players and the best poker players in the world aren't the ones who get the best deals. They just play the best game with whatever cards you get. So the moment you get your number, then you have every reason to get a handle on the winning card you have and maybe some cards that you have to do a workaround and help. So my feeling is just by choosing your number start making the changes that your brain now starts telling you you have to make, you will change your life. And my feeling is that over a very short period of time, other people will be interested in what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you'll have a chance to also get them to identify their number. And if you read our book for, you know, 99 cents or $2, you'll be able to take them through the logic. You'll be able to give them the book, and that you'll notice that there will be a whole community forming around you who are similarly inspired and positive and encouraged. And I think things like that, if they go viral, really have a profound shift on everybody's lives.
Awesome. Well, Dan, we just got the numbers. You're already at number one bestseller for the Kindle. So big congratulations to you guys. And everybody, thanks for joining us. Take care. Don't be a stranger. Reach out to Strategic Coach if you need anything. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.